In Born to Serve, I devote Chapter 4 to the shadow of service, and then later describe predominant shadow tendencies in each of the stages of soul development through service. What is the shadow? Just beneath the surface of our personalities, behind the mask of our ideal image, are aspects of ourselves that are not in our conscious awareness. These qualities cause us shame, feelings that make us uneasy, behaviors that are deemed wrong by our culture, the stranger in ourselves, the forbidden. In our shadow is the dark, unlived, and repressed side of our psyche that has never had a chance to experience the light of acceptance and understanding because we unconsciously deny that it exists. The shadow is another name for our pent-up and therefore out-of-balance passions and emotional needs. Poet Robert Bly says that in our childhood and youth, we literally disowned feelings, needs, and behaviors that seemed unacceptable to ourselves, our families, and our culture. He says we toss them into a bag that we carry on our backs into adulthood and perhaps our entire life. We're not aware that we're doing this. We do this unconsciously in order to feel safe and accepted in what we perceive as an unsafe family and or world. That is, we do this to survive psychologically and physically. Over time, this bag gets heavier and heavier. At some point, we recognize the price we are paying for continuing to lug this bag of disowned memories and experiences. Eventually, we realize we need to take out these repressed memories and acknowledge them in the light of acceptance and understanding. In other words, to heal them. We see that these burdens are dragging us down, draining our energy. By retrieving these unconscious energies, we allow our psyche to reintegrate itself in a conscious, healthy, and whole way. We are now centered and steady. We are in a state of equipoise. It is important to remember that our shadow also contains unlived qualities that reflect our inherent goodness, such as compassion and joy. And our shadow typically contains our unrealized potential. To explain this, Jungian analyst Robert Johnson uses the metaphor of the seesaw. He says that within our nature are opposing forces of dark and light. However, our human psyche is only interested in one thing, our wholeness. This requires making conscious all that is within us with absolutely no judgment. When we can own both sides of our nature as valid and as serving a sacred function, Johnson says we stand in the middle of the seesaw on the fulcrum. We truly live beyond duality in a state of equipoise. We live authentically in the world just as it is, dark and light, and love ourselves just as we are. Because we disown aspects of our shadow, it acts out behind our backs, at times when our defenses are down and our weaknesses surface. These unconscious energies cause us to act out beyond our conscious control, and later to feel much shame. I'm sure we've all experienced saying the wrong thing at the wrong time in the wrong way. Let's use an example of a driver beeping his horn at us when we're crossing the street and have the right of way. We instantly react by screaming at the top of our lungs at the driver, saying, "You're a stupid blankety blank blank idiot." We feel totally out of control emotionally. Yet it is not the horn that is causing our anger, but the pattern of denied energy in our shadow that is triggered by the beeping of the horn as we rightfully and legally cross the street. You have to think symbolically to figure this out, because the language of the unconscious is symbolic, not literal. Therefore, what really triggers our reactions, this is what really activates our unconscious shadow, is not the literal beeping of the horn, but the interpretation we give to the beeping horn from the repressed memories in our unconscious. Our interpretation might be that the beeping horn is sending a message of, "Get out of my way. You don't have a right to be here. You're an irritant in my life. You're not important. For Pete's sake, watch where you are going, dummy." All possible messages we received as children, but which we repressed in order to feel psychologically or physically safe, all the time acting as though we were not affected by these messages. In other words, we adapt and disown or hide our true experience and feelings. Many wonder if we can disown the light in the shadow as well as the dark. It is important to remember that until we own the human shadow as a vital force in our ongoing transformation, we tend to get lost in one side of the polarity, pretending we are all love and light, while remaining resistant to looking at our dark side squarely in the face, or we can do the opposite. We can also pretend we are inferior and defective and resist looking at our light. Those who pretend they have no shadows and try to live as always a positive person are at risk of projecting their dark side onto others, calling them the enemy. Those who pretend they have no light may also project their light onto others and not own it within themselves. This is not serving. This is disempowering. This is doing harm to ourselves and others. To access the deeper source of our spirituality and embody our higher ideals, we must first accept and own our dark side. In so doing, we discover our shadow is not just that bad self we never wish to be. It is also the repository of all our unused potential, including our ability to be intuitive, wise, and fully alive. Do groups have shadows as well as individuals? Yes, they do. Individuals have shadows. Groups have shadows, countries have shadows, leaders have shadows, organizations have shadows, the world has shadows. These are called collective shadows, which I address throughout the trilogy. For now, let me give a couple collective examples. Remember that light and dark coexist. So the way the shadow works is that we think we have solved a problem about an issue, and then, to our surprise, its shadow arises. Medicines that are supposed to cure have a shadow side known as side effects. Building windmills instead of drilling for oil causes the death of millions of birds. Seatbelts saved many adult lives, but they were the cause of many deaths of children. And so on, and so on. So you see that coming to terms with doing shadow work is important for evolving individuals and for evolving groups. Making our shadow conscious is the part of the evolutionary journey that is crucial now, not only for our personal well-being, but for our survival as a human species. How does all of this relate to the shadow of service? This is a most important question and a major topic in Born to Serve. We need to realize that as human beings, we tend to spend much of our time blaming others for our suffering. Since projections are energies that can harm, we are truly not serving others by projecting our negativity onto them. Here are a few ways our shadow affects our motivation to serve that are explored in Born to Serve. Projections of negativity, such as blaming those we serve. Feeling personally powerful and seeking to receive rewards and recognition. Giving, but being unable or unwilling to receive. Pride. False humility. Sentimentality. Attachment to those we serve or allowing those we serve to attach to us. Attachment to outcome. Incompetence. Neglect of care of self. I have to ask myself, when does it all end? This ceaseless trek backward through a history of faulty attempts at caring for one another out of our own fear, guilt, anger, and emotional deprivation of some kind. Where does it stop? Of course it stops with you and me. We can end it now by a willingness to do our part, which is focusing on our own healing and self-understanding, healing our own neglected and unloved shadow, and extending the gifts of that healing out into our families, workplaces, communities, nature, and world at large. In this course, you will not only identify your shadow tendencies, but will be provided ways to work with your shadow. The purpose of shadow work is to stand in a place of non-judgment and equipoise, and thereby help others without projecting our negative and unconscious aspects onto them, and without neglecting our own healing and self-care. I close this audio with a quote from Born to Serve. As we claim our shadow, the psychic energy once held in the disowned parts of ourselves becomes available for our evolution, our creativity, and our service.